now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Get down off them horses. I don't favor looking up to the likes of you.
Well, nor should you. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out of the West Coast, as Joe is on a well-deserved vacation, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country in dozens and dozens of cities. We love giving them love, and they love us right back, but we have so many that we can't even talk about them on a regular basis. So what we do is talk about the future of radio and the present of radio, which is radio on the go. And if you have a device, albeit your Apple, an Android, a tablet, a laptop, and I'll be dealing with some tablet people right after the show, and, you know, and you're on the go somewhere. Say you're Joe and you're heading to the beach, or you're me and you're heading to get your hair cut after the show, or you're heading to the park. Or oh, hey, wait, there's a job. You have a job. You're actually heading to work. Well, guess what? You can grab it on your device. You know, make sure you're doing it on your break time at work so you keep your job. But you can grab it on your device, and you can listen to all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, whether it's the live feed, whether it's something in the archives. You heard the Jefe talking about Tony Gwynn, which was a nice little retrospective that he did on the late, great Tony Gwynn. And, you know, you can talk about that a little bit and listen to that. You go to our Listen Live button on our website. Click Listen Live, the award-winning website. Check it out there. All these things are available to you on your devices as you're heading to wherever you are going on this particular beautiful, at least up in the Northeast, July day. So you can check out the Spano and Black Attack, all the terrific programming on the network as well. But most important to us is the American Forces Radio Network. Because if you're serving this great country and you're protecting us all over the world, guess what? Some of us here appreciate it, and we want you to know it. The American Forces Radio Network. God bless you, and God bless America. We'll be right back right after this short timeout.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention, if you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'll be back here tomorrow night at 8:30 for the dough. Cash. But don't try to run away or pull any tricks like that, because I'll be keeping an eye on things pretty close.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black. Senator Roberto Joe's off today on a well-deserved vacation. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And on this hump day edition, well, you got one of the biggest humps in radio. The other one, as I said, is off. But we're going to have fun today. We're going to bounce it around a little bit. The All-Star game was last night. The ESPYs are tonight. We'll dive into that in the back end of the show. And in between, we'll fill you in on a lot of good stuff. Some of it headline material from the world of politics, some of it regurgitating some Penn State stuff, which is unfortunately still out there. Also, some interesting comments by the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, as he makes his comment on super teams within the NBA, and I'll tell you why I disagree with him vehemently. You know, again, there's stuff going on, the unfortunate tragedy in Dallas, and people within the sports world are speaking out, sometimes I don't want to say ignorant ways, but maybe misguided ways. And the statements that are being made need to be thought out sometimes before they're actually made. Not that they don't have the freedom to make them. But, you know, again, we'll get into that in a little bit, and I'll give you my take on that as well. Some athletes never learn. They do the same things over and over again, and unfortunately, we will get into that a little bit, one involving violence off the court and one involving violence in the ring, as Manny Pacquiao just doesn't learn. But it was all about baseball yesterday, as they had the spotlight, as well-deserved, and the American League wins home field advantage for the World Series, which is the only real interest in the baseball game, unless you want to see your hometown hero kind of ramp it up a little bit and maybe show off in front of his peers. Or you want to see somebody step off the stage as Big Poppy in his final All-Star game did. But the American League wins 4-2 in a game that was pretty entertaining. Pitching dominated, obviously, as it usually does in Petco Park. But a couple of firsts and a couple of lasts. Eric Hosmer wins the MVP. Chris Bryant hits a first-inning home run off Chris Sale. And so that was exciting for one part of Chicago and not so exciting for the other one. But Bryant hits a home run. And you know, again, I was saying yesterday that my two favorite, quote, not favorite, but best players, at least at this point in time in the national, in baseball, are Mike Trout and Bryce Harper. Chris Bryant is going to be in that equation very, very quickly. And he was well-deserved in going to the All-Star game, had his first home run in his first at-bat. And youngest Cub to hit a home run in an All-Star game since 1936. And I was around then, and I remember it. I don't remember who the player was, but I remember the home run. And, you know, basically, the Royal players, after ballot box stuffing, came up pretty big. Hosmer hits a home run off former teammate Johnny Cueto. And then Salvador Perez pops one after a Mookie Betts single. So it makes it a 3-1 game. and Hosmer singles the next time up, and the lead's 4-1. Well, game finishes 4-2. Boop, case over. And, you know, again, it's fun to watch these guys. And this is the aspect of it which, in all All-Star games, and Joe and I are not huge fans of All-Star games, and we make that very, very clear during the course of our broadcasts. And as the All-Star games approach, certainly the worst one in the history of All-Star games is the NFL game. But even hockey, and that's an entertaining all-out offensive fest. The NBA falls into that same category. There's no defense played until the last couple of minutes of the fourth quarter, when hopefully there will be a decision made on who's going to actually win the game. But I'm looking forward to the game where one of the teams breaks 200 points. Then I'll pay attention to it. The MLB game is the same way. The only difference being is that the game is played tighter because you still have to pitch the ball and catch the ball and hit the ball. And you don't want to look stupid up there against an all-star pitcher. So you are bearing down as a batter. You don't want to be the guy that boots the ball in the field to cause the team to lose and look bad in front of your peers. So ultimately, you're focused when you're in the field. And if you're the pitcher, obviously you don't want to give up the game-losing hit or home run. So you're focused out there on the mound as well. Plus, you know that you're not going to go deep into a game. You're only going to have an inning, possibly two at the most. And, you know, you could focus in for those three outs, and away you go. But the game itself, yeah, home field. Okay, great. Boop. That's it. Well, didn't really come into play last year with the Mets and the Royals. It does, I guess, occasionally, and it's something to play for. Okay, but I'm not getting all upset about it. Marcell Ozuna knocks in the second run in the fourth, and that was it. You know, there were opportunities. Runners reaching second and third against Quintana in the fifth. Goldschmidt and Arenado didn't bring him in the seventh. Amadeus Diaz struck out, looking to end the eighth with the bases loaded. NL had multiple chances with the tying run at play in the night, but Britton locked down, got it done. So, you know, as you watched the All-Star game, you know, and it was fun. Gorgeous weather. They focused on San Diego quite a bit. As well, they should have. There were a couple of moments that were nice. David Ortiz, of course, as he gets ready to step off the stage. He didn't have a big hit or whatever. He did have a walk, which got him off the field. You know, Jose Fernandez was on the mound at the time, and he didn't give him a meatball to hit. So the fact that he walked to first was, you know, a little bit disappointing. I would have liked to have seen Poppy hit a moonshot. But that's okay. That's not the worst thing in the world. He got a decent send-off. Both dugouts applauded him. He got the hugs and plaudits from himself and the announcers. What was overlooked was that he was mentioned in the PED reports. And, you know, again, something baseball will have to come to terms with at a certain point. And they're, how they figure it out and how they deal with the Hall of Fame and everything remains to be seen. I don't know how it's going to play out. I'll probably not be doing this by the time they figure it out. But reality is that it will be something they have to deal with. You know, Joe has even said, I had the perfect solution for it. Just put something on the plaque. You can let them in, put them on the plaque. That's when people walk through and they see Barry Bonds and they can say, oh, look, clear and cream. So just do it and let these guys in, because it's a museum. As we've talked about many times, it's a museum. Van Gogh was crazy, cut his ear off. You still want to see his paintings. Well, these guys, some of them enhanced their performance. Guess what? You still want to see him. Nobody left the ballpark in San Francisco saying, I didn't want to see Barry Bonds because he cheated. Nobody said it about Roger Clemens. Nobody said, you know, Rafael Palmeiro, the list goes on and on. Deal with it, baseball. Every time we open the show up, we talk about modern platforms in a different way that you can get the Spano and Black Attack. Well, modern times dictate modern solutions. I'm not saying these guys should be revered. I'm saying these guys should be included in the Hall of Fame with the addition on the plaque that they use performance-enhancing drugs, even if you need a separate wing for them. But get it done. Adjust. Baseball, it ain't going away. It's there. And we'll come back right there on a statement that the commissioner made right after this short timeout.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. If Twitter is more your thing, at BobBlack71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. If you want to annoy Joe on the beach, send him a tweet at JoeSpano56. You know, again, we're examining Major League Baseball All-Star Game, midway point, not really the midway point, past it, but they always call it the midway point. And we'll have Bob Nightingale on tomorrow from USA Today to talk a little second half baseball. And we'll get into that with him and figure out which teams are going to be able to move forward, which teams are going to fall back to the pack, who's going to move, who's not going to move. And it's all going to be speculative, of course. But Bob's the best at doing that, and we'll have a little fun with him. He's always been a great friend of the show. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, again, All-Star games don't particularly interest me. I'll get back to it and reference a couple of things over the course of the hour, but the state of the league itself and the state of what's going on in MLB certainly does interest me as the season is long and unfolds in front of us, as it always does. And we're in that primetime part of the year right now where the NBA, after the free agent frenzy has backed off the stage a little bit. Football isn't quite on the front burner yet, although it will be in a month. And baseball takes the stage and then glides into October and November and December and January. You know, as we get closer and closer to the World Series. But Rob Manfred did his State of the State with baseball. And one of the things that came up was the increased home run numbers. And he talked about that on Tuesday. And he was pretty confident that the increase in home runs was not due to juiced players or juiced baseballs or a combination of both. I agree with him to a point, but I will put a caveat on that in that there are always going to be people who are looking to cheat. As the saying goes, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. But there has been less and less of it as testing for PEDs has been locked down harder and harder on the players. The testing is state of the art in all leagues now. There are very few ways to get away with it. Players try. There are the amount of players, and this has been since January, 13 big leaguers and 57 minor leaguers have been suspended for violations of baseball's joint drug testing agreement. Now, understand that's not all PED. Some of that is recreational. That's something they're going to have to deal with going down the line as far as the length of suspensions, things along those lines, as weed is made available in or legally available in many states now. To the credit of the MLB players themselves, a number of players, including Justin Verlander and Jeremy Guthrie, Jeff Francoeur, among others, have called for a stricter set of penalties as a disincentive for players who might use PEDs. And they're pretty strict now. But honestly, it's they are trying to get it under control. There's always going to be people that are going to try and beat the system. Some of them are guys, you know, you look at Marlon Byrd, and he's on the back end of his career, but, you know, he was a guy who had tested before, and he made his money after he came back, and he figured, why the hell not? I'll try again. Because if I can keep my career going for a year or two, I'll get some more money. But he's essentially done with baseball. I don't think anybody will ever re-sign him at this point in time. And there are other people within the game that fall into that same category where they're just going to take their shot no matter what, and literally and figuratively. And it's the way it is. But MLB, each team is averaging 1.16 home runs per game this season. It's the highest rate since the 1.17 at the height of the steroid era in 2000. So it was a legitimate question. And in 2014, the home run rate dropped to 0.86 per game. And it started to spike again. So people, they raised the question, legitimately so. Manfred was direct in his answer. He said MLB does 22,000 drug tests a year. They have the World Anti-Doping Agency involved and have followed their guidelines in many ways. And the Anti-Doping Agency says that, you know, according to Manfred anyway, that they have one of the best testing programs in the world, let alone professional sports. They do use investigators. They are trying to be on top of it. They were dragged into it kicking and screaming. Let's be honest about it. That's a phrase that Joe used and, uses, and I'll give him credit for that. But under Bud Selig's stewardship, chicks dug the long ball. And so they found nothing wrong, at least initially, with the Mark McGuires and the Jose Cansecos and the Bonzes and all the other guys involved who were jacking the ball all over the place because it added excitement to the game. I mean, you know, look, I remember ESPN interrupting broadcasts to go to the stadiums when McGuire was approaching records and Sammy Sosa was approaching records and Bonds was approaching records. And it was reported on the nightly news as a headline story. You know, so let's not forget, that's not too far in the rearview mirror. It was being embraced and celebrated by the media, who, don't forget, lies to you all the time, and being put forth as these were the great American heroes in the great American sport, and then it all came crashing down. Now, honestly, in the old days, back in the Black Sox scandal, and no, I wasn't there for that, it might have killed the sport. But in today's world, you're dealing in a different environment where, and I've said this and vehemently disagreed with Joe on it, most people just don't care. Steroids, black tar, heroin, weed, cocaine, I don't give a bleep. Use whatever you feel like using if it lets you hit a home run and my kid can catch the baseball. Now, there are some of us who do care. We want a level playing field where the cheaters aren't outdoing the non-cheaters because they're jacking themselves up. It matters to me. But to a lot of people, it doesn't. Especially the younger people. And for people who find baseball boring, they want to see home runs. They don't embrace the beauty of a pitcher's duel. A 1-0 game to them is time to be on their phone texting emojis, not to be paying attention to what's going on the field. To a baseball purist like myself, I recognize that in a 1-0 game, the play in the hole by the shortstop who throws out the runner by a half a step is maybe the key to that baseball game on that particular night. But that's me. But the world is kind of looking at this right now, going, at least baseball world, going, numbers are back up. Now, according to Manfred and his Earth Band, he mentions the way the pitchers pitch, way hitters are being taught to play the game, which I think there is a legitimacy to that. Stealing bases has kind of gone out of baseball. Station-to-station baseball is less and less. Now it's home run hitters, which, you know, I get it. It's where the bucks are. And the other aspect of it, which has been examined, which I find interesting, has been that there is rumor and speculation that the balls are being wound tighter. Now, Manfred said MLB has done extensive research on the baseballs and found no changes. And there was a big scandal in Japan back in 2013 where their commissioner had to resign. And Vladimir Ballantyne of the Yakult Swallows hit 60 home runs and he broke the record of Sadaharu Oh and Tuffy Rhodes and Alex Cabrera, household names. You know, because the balls were actually altered and they were going out quicker. Well, they adjusted that and they're back to what they were previously because they were worried that they were losing the younger fan base in Japan. Didn't end up being the case. But their commissioner had to step down because he was aware, or had been made aware and did nothing about it. And so he ended up stepping aside, and the scandal, which, you know, scandal in Japan is treated differently than it is here in the United States. But the reality being that it altered the game over there and it altered the record book. And Manfred seems pretty secure that that's not the case here, just that the approach of the hitters is different. And pitchers are, everybody's a power pitcher now, at least most of them. And when power meets power, ball goes out of ballpark. It just does. Physics. You never thought it'd come into play in sports, did you? Yeah, it does. Honestly, I think that's 90% of it, but cheating is the other 10%. We'll finish up that end of the topic on the other side and move on in the world of baseball right after this. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spat on Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number, if you want to chime in, is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And I'm talking baseball here as well. We should. All-Star break was upon us, and we'll get Bob Nightingale on, as I said, tomorrow. You know, look, there's always going to be cheating in sports, and this is what we were talking about going out of the last segment. But it has been reined in to a certain degree due to the enhanced drug testing being done by MLB, but they were pulled into it kicking and screaming. Let's not forget that. And had they had their druthers, I'm not saying that they would have completely encouraged cheating, but they would not have minded had it not gotten so out of hand. Because the ratings were up just at their peak. They're still good. But honestly, it when you look at it, it was bad for the game overall, but it rebuilt their fan base. And that's why they weren't too sad to see the PED era happen. But then the hypocrisy kicks in where, oh, there's gambling going on in this establishment? Yeah, there is. And you knew it. Here's your winnings, sir. You can't have it both ways, and they wanted it both ways. And they actually got it both ways for a while. But Manfred, I think, is doing a good job having inherited the mantle from Bud Selig. Notice nobody talks about Bud anymore. And he's recognizing the fact that cheating will always exist, but they're going to do the best they can. To deal with it. And that's about all you can expect right now. So, you know, I'm glad he came out and addressed it. And it was a good question that was raised. I don't know who the reporter was who raised it, I have to be honest, but it was a good question that was raised. Because there was that foreshadowing of, are we going back into that time again? And are we going to see big stars in this game accused of cheating? See, and that's the deal. Excuse me, had to sneeze there. As I said, the guys who did cheat during the PED era were huge names. And the void in the Hall of Fame because of the fact that they won't be voted in is huge. Now, both Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds are back in Major League Baseball. So from the aspect of the game itself, they have been forgiven. But in the court of public opinion, they are always going to be known as cheaters. So again, how does Major League Baseball reconcile this? Well, if they're back in uniform and they're back on the field and they're allowed to participate with teams and earn a living as a batting coach or a bench coach or a manager or, you know, whatever the circumstances end up being for these guys long term, well, then you have to put them in the Hall of Fame. You have to put them in the Hall of Fame. But, Bob, their numbers were enhanced and they don't deserve it. We don't know exactly how long, when, where, how. We know that they did, but they put up Hall of Fame numbers. As I said, the way to correct it is to create a separate wing for the people who definitively tested positive, not the ones who were accused of it with no evidence to back it up, but the ones who tested positive, and you put them in that wing of the Hall of Fame. And that's it. You've got the paperwork on these people. You know who cheated. We talked about the New York Times list that Poppy was on. You know whether he cheated or not. Due to the union agreement, guys that retroed out of that, you couldn't publicly acknowledge that they cheated. Well, you know, after their career is over, just set it up. Put them in the hall. And be done with it. Because if you're letting them participate in the game, then they need to be in the Hall of Fame. That's it. Case closed. And as far as the baseball itself, they said they've done the testing. I would like to have an independent laboratory do that. Give them a bunch of baseballs that were hit into the stands with the promise that they go back to the fans that caught them. but tested independently to make sure that the game is still clean. That's all. Simply done. It's a small thing in the grand scheme of things, and people do like the long ball. But I think part of what Manfred said was very accurate. The approach is different. Almost all teams are now are all or nothing. These guys live in the gym. The approach is hit home runs. Nobody does station to station. Nobody bunts except the pitchers. The hit and run is almost completely gone from baseball unless it's on a 3-2 count. Very rare occasion. Because there's so little contact made that a lot of guys strike out all the time. And people are so inept at stealing bases now that it doesn't pay to send the runner because they don't know how to get a jump on a pitcher, unless it's Noah Syndergaard. And so you're putting your inning at risk. And I get it. And, you know, so like I said, the game's changed. But it's how it is. And I think Manfred addressed it properly. And we look forward to the second half of really good baseball. I found an interesting thing here before we move on to a couple of other things that happened. Rod Carew and Tony Gwynn, the batting champions of the respective leagues, Gwynn in the National League and Rod Carew in the American League, that's going to be the batting title award, which is really cool. I love it. You know, like I was saying, the Jefe did a nice spot on the late Tony Gwynn. And, you know, he was such a good hitter. A .338 career batting average in 20 years, 19 years, actually. At the end, it was strictly platoon, but he was still hitting and or injury. His last 4 years, .321, .338, .323, and .324 before he stepped off the stage in 2001. Died way too young. All-Star MVP multiple times. MVP in 1988. Multiple-time All-Star. 10,232 at-bats. 3,141 hits for a .338 batting average. Nice honor. Very nice honor. And Rod Carew, I mean, you look at the great hitters in the history of the game. And he played for the Twins, played for the California Angels. He was such just an underappreciated hitter. Wade Boggs-ish in the ability to slap the ball around. Only 92 home runs. He didn't even make it to 100. But he scored 1,424 runs, including 128 in 1977. And he could hit anywhere in the lineup. Again, another guy didn't hit with power, 92 home runs over the course of the year. His top was 14 ever. But his speed and his ability to gap, his doubles were almost always in the 30s or high 20s. Led the league in triples twice back in 73 with 11 and 77 with 16 triples. He knocked in 100 runs that year, too. At a career batting average of .328. For him, the last couple of years, and, you know, it's funny, he'd be a $20 million ball player off the stats of the last couple of years. He had .295 and .280. But before that, his last great year in 129 games was with the Angels, where he hit .339. hitting machine. You know, All-Star MVP multiple times. Just a terrific ball player. I'm sorry, one time. But, you know, in the MVP voting, 77 won it. And, I mean, just a phenomenal hitter. His OPS in 77, one of the great years in the history of baseball. 694 at-bats, 128 runs, 239 hits. 38 doubles, 16 triples, 14 home runs, and 100 RBIs for a 388 batting average. On-base percentage of .449 and an OPS of 1.019. Unbelievable. Those are numbers that just, my God, that's a year like you can't believe. He just did it. He was 31 years old, right in his prime. And it all came together. And very deservedly the league MVP that year. But it was a nice thing that they announced. And I think that kind of recognition for the players of the past, I think that is a very cool thing to do. And I think that's where baseball and all other sports are starting to get this. A lot of these awards, and you look at the trophies that are handed out, the Larry O'Brien Trophy and various different things. It's acknowledging your past and acknowledging your players is a really nice thing to do. And in the case of what they did here in MLB, I think something that's really justified. I think they can create ceremonies now with, you know, in the case of Tony Gwynn, unfortunately he's passed. Carew is still alive, so I believe he's 70 years of age now, hopefully in good health. And I hope that that's one of those situations that when the American League batting championship is determined this year, when they present the award on the MLB Network, I hope Rod Carew is the guy to present it. I hope in the National League, I hope it's a relative of Tony Gwynn that is there to present it, the same way they bring out Mrs. Jackie Robinson each year when they do the recognition of Jackie Robinson. It's a beautiful and touching thing and well-deserved for the families. Every once in a while, sports gets it right. This was one instance where they got it exactly right. We'll finish up hour one on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Nip it in the bud.
Well, there you go. Nip it in the bud. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Cindy Roberto, and you. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY. Just an interesting little thing going out the door here. If you buy sports memorabilia and product, I don't personally because they don't pay me to do it. And if you're going to have me advertise as a billboard, I want to get paid for it. It's just my personal thing. However, top MLB jersey sales. Big poppy. That was a little surprising to me, at least as of this season. Chris Bryant with Chicago, I get that one. Clayton Kershaw with the Dodgers, I get that one. Anthony Rizzo with the Cubs, I get that. Mike Trout, best player in baseball, I get that. Buster Posey, best catcher in baseball, get that. Jake Arrieta, best pitcher in baseball, get that. Yadier Molina, cool. I like that. Down in the dirt, catcher, grunt, buying a mask. Yeah, cool. Bryce Harper polarizes some people, second best player in baseball. I get that. And Thor, Noah Syndergaard for the Mets. Who doesn't want to be Thor? When you can throw a hammer? I get that. Hammers are beautiful. But Big Poppy at the top surprised me a little bit. It really did. But I guess going out the door, people want their poppy jersey because they'll be on discount as soon as the season ends. You know, he's having a terrific year. And we're going to have a little bit more baseball on the other side before we dive into other things. But we'll explore that a little bit as David Ortiz is going out the door in grand, grand style. That's it for this hour of the Attack. We're going to go to the news. Make sure you pay attention because there's a lot of current events going on. But we'll talk some more baseball and everything else in the world of sports on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
We have to think about it's not a safe environment for our kids, especially because we have four kids. It's, like, very scary.
The Phoenix Police Department said Tuesday they're attributing four more shootings to a series of killings on the city's west side. The cases were not originally linked, but now police say they have evidence that connects them all. The president was in Dallas to address a memorial for the assassinated Dallas police officers. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
At the memorial for the murdered Dallas police officers, President Obama appeared to give a rebuke of Black Lives Matter rhetoric.
And when anyone, no matter how good their intentions may be, paints all police as biased or bigoted, We undermine those officers we depend on for our safety.
The president praised the fallen officers as displaying to everyone the best of America. I'm Jason Wirtz.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie. I have a great way for you to look great this summer. You know, I just got back from my hairstylist last week, and she said my hair has never been fuller and longer. She said, I can't believe how long your hair has gotten. Are you still using that hair stuff? I said, yes, that hair stuff is Ovation, and they're the Ovation hair care products. Now, my hairstylist sells other products, but I don't buy hers. I get Ovation because it is the first thing that has really made my hair full. But they have, you know, products for all different types of hair, and they have different styling products to make, you know, your hair look fuller, or to protect it from heat, or to detangle it. There are lots of things that you can get. And this week, free shipping on your entire order, no minimums, no restrictions. So free shipping on everything for a limited time, so hurry. Free shipping starts now, and go to ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com, and don't forget to click on Angie Austin Daybreak USA. I love these products. I wouldn't endorse them if I didn't. They are fantastic. ovationhair.com.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence could be the person Donald Trump taps to be his running mate. He introduced the likely GOP nominee at a rally yesterday, saying Trump understands the frustrations and hopes of the American people. Ohio Democratic State Senator Capri Cafaro says Trump needs to think about some of the issues Pence brings with him.
Well, it was a love fest last night in Indiana. Sitting where I'm sitting in Ohio is the former minority leader who faced all of the stuff about collective bargaining 5 years ago, like they did in Wisconsin. The right-to-work record of Governor Mike Pence will hurt Donald Trump.
An armored guard is hospitalized with 3 gunshot wounds after a daytime robbery in Sonoma County. Shots were fired just before 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon as the suspects fled the scene. The American League has defeated the National League 4-2 in the 87th Major League Baseball All-Star Game. The American League will have home field advantage in the World Series for the 4th consecutive year. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A 16-year-old pilot from Compton, California, is on a mission to become the youngest African-American to fly the continental United States. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
Isaiah Cooper says he just loves to fly.
I like aviation. I love planes and helicopters. As a young kid, I watched over 7 people break records from the same foundation that I am under, and I love it.
Isaiah has been flying for 2 years. He says his larger goal is to become the youngest person ever to fly solo around the world. Right now, Isaiah is doing about 3 legs a day, flying a total of 5 to 6 hours daily. And get this, he doesn't even have a driver's license yet. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rowe.
Finally, a story that'll make you think twice before that next stick of juicy fruit. Did you know it's possible for chewing gum to make you feel bloated and suffer stomach cramps? Lindsay Malone with the Cleveland Clinic says many gums contain sugar alcohols, which is a sugar replacement that can cause gastrointestinal distress.
Sugar alcohols aren't fully digested, and so the portion of the sugar alcohol that's traveling through your digestive system is going to ferment. And when things ferment in your digestive tract, they're going to produce gas.
Gee, I feel so full. It must be that gum I had for lunch. I'm Rod William Stoll, and this is USA Radio News, 24/7 on USA.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Oh, great. Oh, man. Robert, sometimes your timing is amazing. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And, we got a lot to talk about in this hour, believe me. And part of it is going to be political. And so, nice call there, Robert. Because politics sometimes transcends into the world of sports, but we're going to continue on with some baseball. First, let me talk to you about all the various different ways you can get this show and all the terrific programming here on the network. And whether you're listening to Tittle or the Hefe, Jerry, the crazy man, overnight, whatever the show is, and there's plenty of terrific programming here on the network, there's all kinds of ways you can get it. It's called Radio on the Go at this point in radio history, because even though the great majority of people still listen in their cars, the devices are really the direction that radio is going. And what I mean by that is you're heading to work, got your Android, got your iPhone, got your watch, whatever the circumstances are. You missed something. You knew we had a terrific interview in hour one yesterday or hour two, whatever the circumstances were. Boom. Go into the archive. You grab it. You can listen to it on the way in. You're sitting at the desk. Got a little downtime. Drinking a cup of coffee. Hefe did a nice one on Tony Gwynn. Pull it out. Bam. There you are. And you're listening to that. Or you go to our website. Click on a Listen Live link. Get the terrific programming as it's happening, live and in living color, as the case may be. So in today's world, Radio Go, the devices, the platforms, various different ways you can grab us, important to the future of radio and this network. We appreciate the support, and you know where you can find us. That's the most important thing. It's really the most important thing. We talk about it all the time. American Forces Radio Network. For the guys and gals that are serving this country here and overseas, it's giving you a little taste of home. We want you to know we're proud to bring it to you here on The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
As well you should. Let's set the table for hour two. We're going to be talking baseball in this first segment and then wrap it up and spill a little politics into that as well. And then we're going to revisit a little bit of time around the NBA and unfortunately Penn State. Because the story that just never goes away has some additional chapters that are being written. And we will talk about that a little bit. But, you know, again, with the All-Star game yesterday, I don't really care. There are certain players that I look to see play. I wanted to see Poppy step off the stage. I wanted to see how the young guns were doing. The ballot stuffer teams that got their guys on the roster, the cities that got their guys on the roster, and they all performed particularly well. Bartolo Colon was on the roster. He unfortunately, I'm confused as to why Terry didn't get him in the game, but I would have thought he would have pitched an inning. What I really would have liked to have seen was him to go up to hit, and because anybody who's been around a Met game since Bartolo's been with the team, the adventure in hitting that is Bartolo Colon is truly something entertaining, and I don't mean it in a bad way, because initially it was like falling out of a boat and not hitting the water. There was, you know, he couldn't do anything, but he really has worked hard, hit his first major league home run, and he's not an instant out at bat, but just the sight of him and his 280 pounds going up there and jiggling all over and the helmet falling off and all that, it's actually a lot of fun, and it's entertaining in a good way. And it brings a lot of joy to the fans. I was kind of hoping he would get that opportunity in the All-Star game because this is more than likely going to be his last one. You never know with Bartolo. But he didn't get the opportunity to do that. Home field for the American League, and that's really about it for the All-Star game. Some interesting questions here. There's a good article on CBS, 30 questions for 30 teams. And I'm going to run down them real quick and give you my answers. Let's start with Atlanta. Will Julio Teheran be moved? He is their quote-unquote ace. If he is, it'll have to be for a huge package. I'm thinking no. Cincinnati Reds, will Jay Bruce get traded? Yeah, it'll happen. Minnesota Twins, are they going to make any changes in the front office? I don't know. I mean, it's an organization that's in big trouble right now. And their ownership has been stable, but they have a new ballpark, and new ballparks wear off very quickly on fans now. So I think they're going to look at their attendance at the end of the year, and I think that will go a long way in determining whether or not their team makes major changes. Tampa Bay Rays, man, losing Joe Maddon, that was the start of it. They were 31-32. On June 16th, and they've gone 3-22 since. They're going to be moving people. And I'll tell you something. Don't be surprised if some big stars get moved. There's going to be some fringe guys that get moved, but don't be surprised if some some stars get moved. And, you know, it's tough times down there in Tampa Bay. My nephew's a huge fan. He goes to the games all the time. He's the one. And, you know, when we talk, he says it's just brutal to watch. And it's an organization that's had a lot of success. And, you know, maybe they're better served since they can't seem to get a ballpark of getting the team out of the city and maybe into a better environment. But Major League Baseball does not like to do that. The LA Angels, 37-52 overall. Here's a question for you. How does Mike Socha keep his job? They have players on that baseball team. Good players. The dumb question that was raised in this article, do you trade Mike Trout? What are you kidding me? Absolutely not. I don't think the teams combined in the league in Major League Baseball could put a package together that would pry Mike Trout out of California. Arizona next up. You know, is it bad luck or bad roster? That's the question raised. If they're sitting there at 38-52, they ain't gonna win anything either. You get Shelby Miller, you get Zach Greinke, and they're a last place team. Miller stunk. Pollock blew his elbow out. And I think what they're going to do is hold the fort, try to do it again next year. So I agree with the article. James Shields traded. Fernando Rodney traded. Who's next? They're going to clean house. Melvin Upton Jr., yeah, gone. There's going to be wholesale movement on that team. They took their shot last year. They tried to blend youth and experience. Didn't work. Blew up on them. Do they stay the course with management, I think, is the more relative question. Oakland Athletics, back to being bad again. And they've got good chips. Josh Reddick, does he go? You know, there's other players on the roster. Billy Beane is always creative, but it ain't going to happen for him this year. Milwaukee Brewers, same deal. We addressed that the other day. Some guys are going to go. Ryan Braun, you know, look, if you can get the mother load, he goes. If not, he stays. Colorado Rockies, 40-48. You're not ready to throw the towel in just yet, but it's certainly going in that direction. And the question is, does Cargo go? I would say yes. Because if you traded Tulowitzki last year, who was literally the face of the franchise, then Cargo has to go. And you try to get the mother load. Philadelphia Phillies, just stay the course, baby. There's not going to be anybody on that roster that anybody wants other than young players. So you just have to ride it out. The farm system's good. J.P. Crawford's on the way. Make sure it sticks. Yankees sitting at 500. This is the dilemma. And Joe and I have gotten into this. He screams sell, sell, sell. I say wait, wait, wait. And here's why. I truly believe the approach that Cashman took, the formula of being able to go to school on Kansas City and make sure that if you get to the seventh inning, you can lock it out. They have guys who are hurt in their lineup. They've had issues scoring runs. Alex has gotten old. They're trying to figure out how and if to use them or jettison them out the door. But they're not out of it at 500. They're 5.5 games out of the second wild card. There's six teams in front of them. I get it. You have to climb over a lot of people. But we're in July. We're not in September. You stay the course. This is what has to be done. Till the trading deadline. And if you're still treading water at the trading deadline, then you jettison them. Those pieces are going to be wanted at the trade deadline. So don't do it now. The value of the packages will go up at that point. The contenders who want closers are going to still be after those three pitchers. And you will get the mother load for them. So ride it out. Seattle, they're trying. I like the lineup. but their pitching sucks. And they're going to have to figure out how to do it. Chicago White Sox, 2 games over .500. Boy, I'll tell you what. They really just tanked. And all of a sudden, they're back on course again. They got the same exact record as the Kansas City Royals, which leads us to them. They're looking to repeat, obviously, and they're not going to throw in the towel. But they have to get at least one more starting pitcher. One more bat would help, too. But, you know, Volquez, Ventura, and Young were all pitching better than they are right now, and Johnny Cueto's pitching for San Francisco. So with that being said, you got a lot of heavy lifting to do. And I don't know if they'll be able to do it, but I don't think they're sellers at this point. Pittsburgh kind of resurgent. They're reeling the Cubs back in a little bit, 46-43. 12 of their last 16 in the first half. Again, pitchers are hurting. So something to be examined going forward. I'm going to finish up this list and move on to bigger and better things here on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is Spat on Black Attack. Don't go anywhere. MLB on the other side.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
Yeah, maybe not so much after the All-Star game, but it certainly has happened in other instances. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. I'm going down a list of 30 questions for 30 teams, and in a nicely done article, and so I'm giving you my answers to them. Detroit Tigers sitting at 46-43. Does Justin Upton snap out of it where Detroit can contend? Yeah, they're still in a wild card race, but, you know, he's got a hit. Right now he's hitting 235. I don't think they swing any deals. I think they're going to wait for the younger players to come up and produce. Cardinals kind of in the same boat. They're hanging around. 46-42. Does Alex Reyes come up? I think they'll make that move pretty shortly after the All-Star break. Guy only throws 97 miles an hour. Why not have him do it on a major league level instead of a triple A level? Intriguing here. Marlins, 47-41. Do they make a move for the starter? Well, they got Fernando Rodney to help the bullpen. They've got three starters. Jose Fernandez obviously speaks for himself. Adam Conley, Wei-Yin Chen. Okay. You know, look, they've got a terrific lineup. Would they trade a guy like Ozuna to get pitching help? I guess theoretically they could. But that's the problem. The farm system's thin. And if they're going to get that pitcher to remain in contention, they're going to have to trade somebody off the MLB roster. I don't know that that's going to happen. I think they'll probably stay the course and probably just try to sneak into the last wild card. Mets 47-41, same thing. Harvey's done. The question is, when does Wheeler come back? They were hoping after the All-Star break. Well, it's going to be after the All-Star break. He's had issues. Look, Syndergaard and Mats have issues with their elbows. They're hitting enough now. If their elbows hold up, Syndergaard missed his last start because of a tired arm. Bartolo's always there. They've got to get Wheeler back, and he's going to have innings limits, and hope that they can get it done. They don't have the depth in the system right now with everything they moved around last year to get it done. So they're going to have to hope that they can sneak in on the wild card. They're still in position. They're six back of the Nationals, but the Nationals seem to have their number this year. We'll see how it plays out. Houston Astros, who had the worst start in baseball, 17-28 in their first 45 games of a playoff team. They're 31-13 since. They're a hell of a good team. They're 5.5 games out in the West and two back in a wild card. They're staying the course. And Altuve is just, man, he can play on my team any day of the week. They're going to be in the playoffs. Don't be surprised if they're the division winner, and they're really not going to have to tweak it much. Blue Jays playing terrific baseball. They've got an innings concern with our own Sanchez. They're trying to get it done. They're talking about moving him to the bullpen. I don't know if that's going to happen, but if they pull him out of that rotation, they're going to have issues in the American League East, but they're playing damn good baseball. Dodgers are 51-40 without Clayton Kershaw. When he comes back, they're going to make a run at Frisco. So we'll see how it plays out. Boston Red Sox, 49-38. They've got to get another starter. Julio Teheran is the guy that they're targeting. Whether or not they'll have enough to get it done remains to be seen. Baltimore's 51-36. They're in first place. Buck Showalter never gets enough credit. Cleveland's 52-36. Whether or not they can maintain it remains to be seen. You know, their best hitter is getting closer to a minor league rehab in Michael Brantley. but that would be as good as a trade for them. Nationals are playing terrific ball under Dusty, 54-36. They just have to ride it out. But their lineup's getting old. They're going to have to piece it together over the course of the year, keep those guys fresh. Rangers, same deal, 54-36. Do they have enough pitching? Their pitching's hurt. Do they have to add or subtract? They'll be buyers. Cubs, you know, same deal. Arrieta's kind of got it figured out, or he's going to have to get it figured out. But considering his start and what he's done recently, they're a little bit worried about him. And they should be. Hopefully there's nothing wrong with the arm. Giants, yeah, it's their year. Even-numbered year. A couple of guys nicked, a couple of guys banged. They've done a good job in creating depth. So, you know, again, they'll be buyers as well. It's going to be interesting pennant races going down the line. It's something we'll discuss with Bob Nightingale tomorrow. But, you know, again, MLB, they kicked the halfway mark. Very nice display out in San Diego yesterday and over the course of the weekend. And as they gear up for the second half, we'll be gearing up with them. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, I wanted to talk one last thing, and that's the politics of baseball sometimes, the politics of sports. And we'll finish that up in this segment before we move on to other things. But, you know, last night at the All-Star game, they sing the American National Anthem, Canadian National Anthem. You know, the class acts at Fox cut away from the Canadian National Anthem. And unfortunately, and we're all aware of what's gone on in Dallas, but the three tenors of Canada, or four tenors of Canada, one of the singers in the group decided to alter the lyrics of the Canadian National Anthem to a reference to All Lives Matter. And he held up a sign. This was Remigio Perea. I want to make sure I get it right. Never heard of him before. You know, look. He changed the lyric. With glowing hearts, we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. To we're all brothers and sisters, all lives matter to the brave. And hung up the sign. Look, I have no issue as a reformed radical. I'll take it all the way back to John Carlos and Tommy Smith when they cost themselves their careers by putting up a fist in Mexico City during the Olympics. There is racism in the world. There is racism in this country. It will never go away. How you go about discussing that racism or protesting the racism is your own choice. But there is a time and a place for everything. There is a time for particular, if you want to use a platform for something, that's a very hard decision to make. This young man made the decision to do it at Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. It was a bad choice. Now, I understand in his mind, and he did apologize. The group apologized. That having the international platform is something that he felt that would give him the most exposure for this discussion. And it's a discussion that needs to be held. But it was very insensitive on the heels of the cops being murdered down in Dallas. And they were butchered. To use that platform at that given moment to do that. And the first African-American Miss Alabama falls into that exact same category. she made the statement that the shooter was a martyr. Wrong place, wrong time. If you believe that, that's all well and good. And I understand that you faced bigotry in your life. But wrong place, wrong time, and completely insensitive on the heels of the butchering of those police. The Minnesota Lynx in the WNBA came out with their t-shirts on the heels of the butchering. And the cops walked out, the cops that provided security. Let me tell you something. They were fortunate something didn't happen at the game. Of course, it would be people actually attending a WNBA game in order for something to happen. But with that being said, they were fortunate that something didn't happen. Again, time and place. You're entitled to your opinion. We live in that country. Freedom matters. Your ability to speak matters. Believe me when I tell you, and I support it. I might not support a particular point of view politically, but I do support your right to express it. But you also have a responsibility to think and understand the time and place of what you're doing. Bad time, bad place, all the way around. And there's one other example. I'll pick it up on the other side.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now go home and get your shine box.
Yeah, well, you know. Maybe not. And again, hey, we don't go political on this show too often, but you know, unfortunately, with what happened down in Dallas and the fallout from that, I don't go to athletes, I don't go to actors, I don't go to musicians for my political viewpoints. I do my research, I study my history, I come up with my opinions on my own. However, that doesn't preclude somebody from expressing their opinions, nor should it. And I may agree or disagree with the political point of view of a particular person, but it doesn't take away their right to express their viewpoint. However, as I said going out of the previous segment, there is also a level of responsibility in a person opening their mouth to recognize the timing involved and recognize the repercussions of a statement that you make. And Isaiah Crowell put an image on Instagram that showed a man slitting the throat of a police officer. And he included the caption, "Mood. They give police all types of weapons and they continuously choose to kill us. Hashtag weak." Well, he took it down, and this is why I saved this for last. He deleted the post and issued an apology. He said, "Last week was an emotional and difficult week as we saw extreme acts of violence against black men across our country as well as police officers in Dallas. I posted an image to Instagram in the midst of that emotion that I shouldn't have and immediately removed it. It was an extremely poor decision, and I apologized for that mistake and for offending people." Well, I mean, on face value, I will accept that. However, Stephen Loomis, the president of the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association, said the store-bought apology was not nearly enough. And this is to quote him, and pardon the language, "You're a grown-ass man, and you claim you were too emotional to know it was wrong. Think we'll accept your apology? Kiss my ass." He needs to go to Dallas, help the families of the loved ones lost, write them a check, look them in the eyes, and give them a heartfelt apology. So, he said, "If Crowell doesn't go to Dallas and make a donation, I'll pull Cleveland officers, sheriffs, state troopers out of First Energy Stadium this season." And that's his right to do it. Now, Crowell followed it up by calling Calvin Williams to apologize for the post. That's the police chief in Cleveland. Crowell said he regretted the post. He was caught up in the heat of the moment. And as it stands right now, the Browns don't have any plans to cut ties with Crowell. Man, they just can't get out of their own way with that organization, can they? Not their fault this time. We've spoken to Isaiah regarding his extremely disturbing and unacceptable social media decision. It's completely inappropriate. We also made him aware of our high level of disappointment. He's apologized, but also knows that apology is insufficient and must take steps to make a positive decision after a very negative, impactful post. Well, I don't know what kind of pressure the organization is putting on him, but again, this takes it back to what I said. Look, I may completely disagree with what you did, but you have a right to say it. Was it stupid? Absolutely. Was it in poor taste? Absolutely. Was it how he felt at the moment? Absolutely. And he tried to reel it back in. But he got the response from the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association, from Stephen Loomis, who said the apology wasn't enough. He did reach out and call the police chief. The organization itself, you can say certain things to your players, and yes, there is a code of conduct, but you can't dictate to them how they can express themselves. And like I said, I think what this kid did here was moronic. And I completely disagree with him. But he has a right to say it. And guess what? Cleveland has a right to cut ties with him. So if they deem that what he did overshadows what he's capable of doing on a football field, then cut him. But don't dictate to him what he can say and what he can't say. That's un-American. He might be the biggest idiot on the planet. I don't know. Never met the kid. But you can't dictate to him what he can or cannot say as an organization. You can cut him. That's your right. You're his employer. So cut him. But the crap's already out of the horse. You're not going to be able to repair that. So let the kid do it on his own and figure out what he needs to do. You can make suggestions. But make sure you don't step in and force this kid to do something that he doesn't want to do. He has to live with the consequences. This is the snowflake effect right here. He's not going to melt. Let him do what he has to do and repair the damage that he has done, if he is inclined to do it. Now, if he's smart, I would take the suggestion of the police union chief and go down to Dallas and write a check and try to meet with the families. And I would get the permission of the organization to do that. I'm not him. I don't know if he will try to do that. But do not censor him. And it takes us to the bigger point. I don't get my politics from athletes and celebrities. They have a platform. They are entitled to say what they say. 99% of them are completely ignorant to what goes on in this country. They don't read. They don't study. They don't know history. They haven't graduated college. They've attended college, allegedly, but they haven't graduated. They get told by their friends what to think or their agents or whatever the circumstances are. Very few of them are independently thinking on their own when it comes to political things. But they'll make statements anyway. And guess what? They're entitled to do it. I don't get my 411 from them, but people do. So there is a responsibility. And you have to make sure when you open your mouth that you are aware of what you are doing and what you are saying. I've been guilty of it myself. Everybody has. You put your foot in your mouth. It happens. But when you're a public figure, the accountability is greater. Organizations paranoid that they got 80,000 people in the stands. There ain't going to be anybody there to stop anything that's going on. And they'll have to bring in some private security firm that probably isn't capable of doing the job. That's the organization's concerned. And they got a black eye from somebody opening their mouth in a bad situation. So let's see what the kid does. You know? But like I said, he opened his mouth. The cops responded. He's got to deal with it. The organization, yeah, okay, I get it. He's your employee. You can say something to him, but you can't dictate what he can and can't say. That ain't your responsibility. That's his. You could fire him. That's your right. That's your right. But that's as far as it goes. Keep your hands off his civil liberties. As the saying goes, I may disagree with what you say and what you believe, but I will fight to the death your right to believe it or say it. And that's the whole point. If you don't get that, then you're missing why we live in this country and what we're doing in this country. Now, unfortunately, I was kind of quasi hoping we'd run out of time. But we got to revisit Penn State, Pedophile State University. Never ends. They unsealed the documents in a Philadelphia court on Tuesday and unveiled testimony that former Penn State assistant coaches Tom Bradley and Greg Schiano knew of Jerry Sandusky abusing boys. According to Mike McQuarrie, who, don't forget, stood there and watched instead of kicking the crap out of Sandusky when he could have ended it on the spot. I will never, ever let that guy off the hook for that. Now, in the testimony, McQuarrie said that at some point he briefly discussed with Bradley what he had seen. Said Bradley knew some things, and another assistant coach had come to him in the early 90s about a very similar situation to mine, and said someone had come to him as far back as the early 80s about doing something with a boy. Now, McQuarrie said that Bradley identified the other coach as Greg Schiano, who is now the Ohio State defensive coordinator. But Bradley told McQuarrie, allegedly, that Greg had come into his office white as a ghost and said he saw Jerry doing something to a boy in the shower. That's it. That's all he ever told me. Now, Schiano immediately responded on Tuesday and said, I never saw abuse nor had any reason to suspect any abuse during my time at Penn State. And Bradley responded as well through an attorney, because don't forget, these guys have been in litigation on this for a long time. And there have been a lot of accusations put out there. And Bradley said, spokesperson said, at no time did Tom Bradley ever witness any inappropriate behavior, nor did he have any knowledge of the alleged incidents in the 80s and the 90s. He has consistently testified as such. Any assertions to the contrary are false. When he became aware of the 2001 incident, it had already been reported to the university administration years earlier. Now, understand something here, because this is a complete contrast in testimony. They said that McQuarrie was frustrated, as was Bradley, that they had complained to each other that Sandusky had access to Penn State facilities. The quote is, Tom was kind of a, yeah, he would be upset and frustrated about that like I was. And, you know, McQuarrie could not get more focused on this other than his conversation with Bradley happened in the mid-2000s, meaning like 2005 or 6. It could have been anywhere in there. Which, look, this is where I don't buy McQuarrie. I just don't. There is a level of shock on your life. If you've ever been involved with child abuse or sexual abuse, if you've ever been around it, if you've ever had a family member, if you've ever had yourself, if you've ever had people you know, you don't forget when it happened. You don't forget a time frame. And that's why it takes me full circle to McQuarrie with, I have no doubt he saw what happened in the shower. What I do have doubt is everything that he did after that. He went home to daddy instead of kicking Sandusky's ass and calling the cops. Now, granted, not everybody can make that hard of a decision in a given moment. I'm sure he was shocked. But now, all of a sudden, these conversations that he had a chat with this guy and a chat with that guy, and who knew and who didn't know, and all these various circumstances. That's where it starts to get into a gray area with me. Because if you can't pin down specific dates and times when you had these conversations, then all you are doing is smearing people who have no way of defending themselves. And that's the aspect of it I don't buy. I think he saw it. I don't think the rest of it happened. I think he's just playing CYA. We'll be right back.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto, as we wrap up this edition of The Attack, and again, man, if you took my blood pressure right now, you would not believe what the numbers would be. I just, again, it's there's only one villain in this case, and that's Jerry Sandusky. But there are plenty of other sub-villains to go around in this, Joe Pa being one of them. But certainly Mike McQuarrie, and again, I will never, ever let him off the hook for what he didn't do. Somebody is abusing a child and you do nothing. You go home to daddy. And like I said, from that point on, and I don't know all the details, I will have to read those documents, and I promise you I will. But his testimony, his throwing everybody else under the bus, to me reeks of cover your ass. And the fact that he wasn't man enough to get in there and do something about it. That he snowflaked out and ran home to daddy. Now, from that point on, all the blame falls on Penn State. All of it. Because they should have taken care of it the very next day. But he just continues to throw people that he worked with under the bus. I don't know if it's true, not true. The innuendo is there. The substance isn't. He's vague about details. He's vague about dates. And these are men who are working in their profession, whose professional lives can be impacted by this. And he can't be specific enough to give dates, times, and places. That reeks to high heaven with me. Anyway, that's it for this edition of The Attack. Tomorrow we'll go a little guest heavy, I promise you. Bob Nightingale and a couple of other surprises as well as we continue to round out the week. For Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, the man who keeps it all in the air and makes it all possible, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.